not saying it's easy, but I'm just saying what Mavlana tells us.
Yet. Here in this paragraph, he said something. He gave me a clue. He said, remember, we have two wars. The biggest and the smallest. First of all, it's not war. And they translate it to war. I don't know war. Maybe because it's easier. Because jihad is the effort. It's not war. And jihad, you hear a lot about this jihadi and jihad, and they say jihad is a war. The word is jihad. And the one who's trying hard is juhud. Remember, the word Jew. Jihad means to make an effort. Of course, because in the war they make their strongest effort, it could be confused to that. Jihad doesn't mean war, it means putting down your effort. I said, there are two kinds of this. Biggest and the smallest. Akbar, Asbar. Right? I said, remember, we all say, when you go to war, to the holy war, and you will be killed for in the path, in the way of God, in the Sharia, we call it, that one is the smallest. The biggest is when you try, you put your effort correcting your ego inside. So look at this, it's not a war. Am I going to war with myself? I can say I challenge myself. I can say I entangle with myself. But could you use the war for that? And imagine there is this little one. The smallest one and the biggest one. Which one will explain the act? The smallest one is that war, holy war. The biggest one is my effort to correct myself. So you see that the meaning really is not war. It's something else. Very simple. But I don't know why nobody thinks about it even. I ask a lot of people, jihad means conflict. And you have two kinds of conflict. The smallest one is the conflict between two different believers and they're fighting for the truth. But the strongest conflict is me and myself. I don't know, maybe there is a better word, but to me, conflict somehow is much better than war, because it's not fighting. I don't know if you could find a better word for that, because this is what it is. It should be a word that will, the root should be in effort, because that's what jihad is. And it should relay some sort of conflict interacting in a way and things like that. That's what jihad. And if you bring it down here, because this is what it is all about. He said, people, listen, we have returned from the lesser jihad. We are engaging on with the Prophet in the greater jihad. The first one we do without the Prophet, because that one we're doing, holy war, we're doing in the name of God with some other people, different people. But the other one, which is the stronger, which is the real jihad, we do it with the help of the Prophet. Because that's what the prophecy is. Who are the prophets? Prophet is a messenger, right? What is the message? Really, what's the message God is sending to us? Improve yourself. I believe the message, if it could be interpreted, or if I want to put it in a story to tell the children. because those are the people they are meeting. Like the Aryan, I don't know what the Aryan is, but this six-year-old boy, if he asks me about this, you know what I say? See, the message of God is so simple. You see, you could be better. That's it. That's what the message is. You could be better. Because when you understand you could be better, nobody will say in a healthy state of mind that, no, I don't like to be better. Because better is preferred. Somehow preference is in the word of better, right? So if I say you could be better, everything is there. I don't say you're bad. Because that's what the religion normally do. We'll show you the witness that you are rocking your business. No. Message to me is as simple as this, because this is the way I understood it. Thank you to my childhood peer. He explained it like this to me. Because we're forced to read Quran and all this. And when I was 6 years old, I graduated from some school. And it was Arabic, it was difficult, this and this. And suddenly I'm asking, what is this message? What is all this? Could you make it simple? He said, yes. Yes, my child, you could be better. And that's it. It will do if you receive it, that you could be better. And this is the only thing you can say to other people, especially to the children. Because you're saying you're good. You don't say you're bad, right? But you're emphasizing on being better. You could be better. I don't know, maybe for English, you should be better. I don't know what is what and how different it is, but my language there is not.
Could is better.
Could is better.
Could is better. No. Yeah. The should is very judgmental.
Yes,
parents say to your kids all the time.
Our should is ordering something and being
ready.
Yeah, could. You could be better. As simple as that.
Yeah.
Bring me all the messages. Bring me the most complicated messages of the ancient beliefs. We produce it, you will see, at the end of the day, you could be better. And it's better to be better. You don't need to say that. This is what it comes to. They would say, we return from that little fight we have out there with the non-believers. We come back with what? With the Prophet. Shoulder to shoulder with the Prophet. And strangely, you could read it in the way it's written in Persian, you could say with Quran, because the name of Quran, strangely, is Nobi. In Persian language, that book is Nobi, and Nabi is the prophet. Yeah. So yeah, they're interchangeable in a way. And saying with that, we're coming back to this big conflict we have with ourselves. I pray God to grant me the strength and aid. Of course. The prayer comes next, and the last verse is, remember, that lion who breaks all these lines in the fighting and things like that is very simple. Lion to me is the one who will break himself. It means the original conflict is in me, me and me. Then, another story, because this is almost finished. He brought it to a strong point that, listen, fighting, conquering, and managing life is simple. The good one, good stuff is doing it in you and fighting yourself to be better. Let's go to that messenger. We talked about the message, right? Now let's talk about a silly messenger. Because when I say the messenger, you go to logical messenger. There was a messenger who came to Umar from Julius Caesar, right? That's what it is. Caesar means Caesar. This is a very intriguing story to me. And Rumi put this story in a very special place. Let's remember, we talked about a couple of stories here. Yes.
But Caesar was just the word, actually, the Byzantines used for their king. It became Tsar in Russia. I don't think it necessarily has to refer back to Julius Caesar.
It's not Julius, no. But Caesar is, yes, the title of the kings.
The Byzantine.
Yes. Byzantine kings, yes. But the Byzantine king is actually the place that new ideas and democracy and scientific beliefs started there. Therefore, there is this side and that side, because they were fighting, they didn't fight about two different religions. Normally they were fighting about believers in the religion and believers in science, because science was really important at that time. In a way, Byzantine idea was something like that. Anyhow, this story is in a very special place. Let's review it again. Inshallah, we will not need to come back again and again. First story, where we talked about me, my belief in intelligence, me surrendering everything to my intelligence, and my intelligence being in love with the ghost. That was the first thing. He said, this is the first step. This is where the problem is. Then he added another story to say, and let's not forget that your intelligence is dealing with comparison. Comparing what? Superficial information. The parrot and
Grosser.
Yeah. That was the second story. First was okay. The main problem is you only believing in this and surrendering everything to this, and this doesn't belong to you, is handmade. Second, this one receives the superficial information and compares it, which are not comparable. Third is the outcome of this comparison. When you compare the stuff, what is the first outcome?
Feeling jealous.
Jealous, because in this comparison, you are the important stuff for you. So you compare yourself to other people. And when you see goodness outside, you become jealous. And you want to eliminate them. You become egocentric. This was the third story. Fourth story, we just finished, was, and mainly, you believe in power. And you don't know that power could be tricked, could fall down. And all the tricks here and there doesn't work. That was the last story we saw. So, we talked about what? All the weaknesses we have. And we understand, it's in us. Now suddenly, he will bring up another story, and we know this story is a gate. What will happen at the end of this story? Anybody remember? Anyone? What happens at the end of this story?
I was about to book.
You should remember, at the end of the story, we know that after all the argument transformation and stuff, Umar will find this messenger real Talib with yearning, and he will find him good, so he will put the seed in him. He starts to lead him. So this is the gate to become someone else, to improve all these weaknesses and be ready to learn. Enlightenment starts after this story.